The following program is sponsored by Protecting Your Retirement.
Good morning and welcome to Protecting Your Retirement. I am Joy Peterson along with Don Wales, and we're here every Saturday to help you navigate a successful retirement journey. And today we've got a lot to talk about,
yes,
don't we, Don?
Do.
Yeah. I'm sure there's after Monday's kind of mayhem on Wall Street, a lot of people are wondering about their successful retirement journey. So not a lot of time to play around, but I will say good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning, listeners. And we are really glad you're here, that you didn't jump off building ledges.
Nothing crazy.
Reenact any things that happened back in the, we're here in the Great Depression where, mm-hmm. you know, people heavily invested in stocks or maybe even the brokers, you know, were just jumping out of windows and stuff. So anyhow, I guess we have better counseling and training and upbringing now than they did then. But anyhow, Monday was a Friday last week, and Monday were pretty volatile days in the mm-hmm. market. Tuesday they came back, but not all the way back. And I started reading articles about it from quote-unquote experts, and I read 7 articles in all from different financial press. I didn't watch any news. I hardly ever do anyhow. But all but one article focused entirely on the broker-dealer point of view, not the citizen, mm-hmm. the citizen investor who might have money invested in the stock market. Now, the 7 articles that were not, I don't think, clearly focused, or they were focused, but to keep people calm and happy and investing even more because, gosh, the prices are down. You can buy more shares for the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of it as dollar cost averaging. You know, everything was, you know, don't panic, don't panic, don't panic. And some of the key points I picked up from the articles was volatility is normal. Volatility is good for the markets. We need it every once in a while to kind of straighten us out, to place a check on whatever happens to be going on. And frankly, I've never seen a need for volatility. I see a need and a love of markets continually going up. And a lot of reminders that you have to think long term. Ignore the drops, because in the long term, the market is always good. And that is a truism. When I was in high school, there was a business instructor told us that he thought sometime in our lifetime we might see the Dow at 400. And, you know, we've seen it at 27,000.
Right.
Okay. And it's still our lifetime. We're still breathing and doing a show on financial services.
Could you imagine what your financial teacher would have thought right now? I mean, like, I would like to to go back in time and say, you
I
won't believe
if he's still
this,
around.
But yeah.
You know, when you're in high school or even in the lower grades of school, all those teachers seem like old people.
Oh,
to
yeah,
you.
They're all old.
I went to a reunion in 2015, and there were 2 teachers there that we'd had, you know, in high school, and they looked darn good. Yeah, but, and one, the algebra, well, I'm not going to go off on that tangent, but anyhow, if Mr. Teeters is still around, I think he's really enjoying things, and I hope he bought some stock.
Yeah, no kidding.
Back then. Anyhow, a lot of reminders, you got to think long term. That is a truism. But if your long term, being your retirement, is starting when the market takes a dip, then you've got a problem
mm-hmm.
in that you cannot refuel it or fill it up and go forward and always be thinking about the long term. And I've always had a problem with declines in the stock market or declines in any share of stock or bond or other security being called a correction.
Right.
And I don't see anything correct about, you know, a decline.
Losing money.
Losing money, not being able to retire on time, being retired and part of your retirement income goes away. And someone's calling that correct and saying, hey, we're going to pat you on the back. Don't worry. Think about the long term. You're thinking about the long term, maybe going back to work if you're able, or really cutting back. So I don't think it's something to be glossed over. I don't think it's also something we have to rattle on about for the whole show. But one of the quotes I pulled out of an article was that our investment process, this is not protecting your retirement, this is a registered investment advisor firm, they sent out a letter to their clients on Monday. It says, our investment process is built for times like these. It thrives when there is more volatility in the markets. This is from a guy who underperformed in 2017, didn't even keep up anywhere near with the market. And finally, I found an article and I heard it said, or read it said, it recommended that you go all in, double down, buy now, get more shares for your money. And that was an article that was published midday Monday in one of the financial industry publications. So,
and you're not saying that if you've got your money, your retirement money, solid, and you've got extra money to play the market, now would probably be a good time to buy some stuff. But if you're looking at that for your long term, your well-being, that may not be a smart idea.
If you think it's down and it's going to stay down a while, then if you have extra money that you don't need for retirement, you know, go in and, you know, see what happens.
Sure.
I've mentioned I own two individual stocks. One of mine during this volatility went from about $35.79 a share down to $30.30, something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a $5 drop on a $35 stock. That's about a seventh, you know, of its value. And it came back just a wee little bit on Tuesday. We'll see how that does.
Right.
But our perspective or our philosophy at protecting your retirement is fastened to the wall in our office. And we have three quotes on the wall. And one is, not a penny of that money that you will need for your retirement should ever be put at risk. And that's my own quote. There's a few others by Babe Ruth and Lord Byron. Our clients during this volatility had zero loss, no need to recover if you're not ill. They didn't get sick over it. And I'm proud to say that this week, we have had not one call from a client questioning whether or not their money in their fixed annuities was safe.
And that was my first question to you when we walked
when I
in.
Walked
I
in
said,
this
so
morning,
is your phone just ringing off the hook? Is there a lot of people wondering what's going on with their money? And that's some faith in knowing that everything's going to be okay.
No, I've had that I can instantly remember three calls this week and an email this week from prospective client and existing clients adding money, taking out new annuity contracts. They already have some, and one recommending that his daughter come to see me because she has a 401 that she can roll over.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, we had no one call. I mentioned in the last week's show, the week before, that the market was up and away and doing really well. And someone did call me and say, I hear all this stuff on the market. Is my money okay? And I said, yes, your annuities are doing wonderful. How about my IRA? Yeah, that's doing good too.
Mm-hmm.
She says, that's all I wanted to know, you know, and hung up. So anyhow, we're going to get off of that for a little bit. I am going to come back during probably the last segment of today's show, because something happened during all this mayhem that just fulfills what I have not predicted but thought about over time. And I didn't discover the article until last night. We have it with us, though. And that is, how did the robos react?
Oh, yeah, all the robo-advisors.
And we have an article on that. So when we come back, we'll talk about a misconception about retirement spending. And a lot of people have thoughts of what they will do as far as spending money during retirement, or what the Joneses will do, or what does the average person do. And at our firm, we have no average person. We have never taken the total assets that we have directed for people and divided by the total number of clients. We've never done it. I have obviously no idea what the average account balance is. I have no idea what their average net worth is. We have the information individually on the applications that we've done to help people get into annuities. But we do, from time to time, look at the average age because that is something we'd like to use more for marketing purposes. But I have absolutely no idea what our average client is. So no average people at Protecting Your Retirement.
Everybody's above team, average.
Everyone's above average. Everyone gets a trophy if they come in. So we have some misconceptions. We'll talk about those next.
Well, if you do have a question about something that you've heard us talk about this morning, or if maybe the volatility in the market has got you a little concerned and you've got some questions for Dawn and the team at Protecting Your Retirement, the number to call is 913-648-2700. The website, protectingyourretirement.com.
Hey, honey, it looks like you missed opening this piece of mail from our financial guy.
Ugh, I thought it was your turn to open that one.
Oh, man, it looks like our mutual funds and those hot stocks he said to buy have dropped again. If this keeps up, we'll both be working all our lives. Just look at this.
Oh, and looky here. His fee is still 0.5 for the quarter. You know that's 2% a year he's charging us to mismanage our money.
That's enough. It's time to call for our appointment with Don Wales, the Protecting Your Retirement guy we hear on the radio every Saturday. His strategies are designed to keep your money safe no matter what the market does. If it's up, your money grows. But if it's down, you don't lose any. Don can also show how to have an income you can't outlive, and he doesn't charge fees.
Call Don Wales and start protecting your retirement today. 888-648-4060. That's 888-648-4060.
Thank you for joining us for Protecting Your Retirement. I am Joy Peterson along with Don Wales. And we want to remind you if there's something that you have a question about or if you're ready to make a one-on-one face-to-face appointment with Don and the team, you can call 913-648-2700. We focus not only in the investment part of retirement and keeping your money safe, but also what to expect during retirement. Because for a lot of people, that's a whole like night and day shift from working every day. And then what do you expect when you retire? I think a lot of people have it in their heads that certain things are going to happen. And once they get there, it's not quite what they expected.
And, you know, I encourage people to have a retirement budget, you know, in mind if they're going to retire and what they think they'll be spending each month. And I just talked to a gentleman yesterday. I've known him for probably, I don't know, 15, 20 years or so. And he's going to retire within the next few months.
Good for him.
Wife is already retired. And I was working on the numbers and trying to figure out which financial buckets that they have they should tap first, second, third, the impact of taxes. He might be doing some part-time work, consulting work, and that. And I said, you know, I still don't have a budget, you know, from you. He says, no, we don't either.
We haven't thought that far ahead. But
you know, really, if you're middle or upper middle income and you don't have a lot of debt and you have a good income, you know, and you kind of cruise along and, you know, if you want something, you buy it. And, you know, maybe you don't think about it quite as much as we should. I do the same thing. And so
I always have that idea in my head that I'm going to have a budget and stick to it. Like, you know, really, really stick to it. And yeah, it's almost worse than dieting when it comes to spending money.
The misconception about retirement spending is in an article in Think Advisor. It's a publication we get for financial advisors. And the question is, does spending go up or down over the course of the retirement years, or does it remain the same? And that question is of critical importance for retirement planning, yet the standard answers may not be accurate. And you've heard some of the standard answers. Traditionally, financial planners have assumed that during retirement, income needs remain constant. In other words, your need to maintain yourself remains constant, but that due to inflation, the expenditures for those rise every year. And we build that into our own retirement plans that we do for our clients. However, hard data on consumer spending demonstrates otherwise. So remember, The assumption is that during retirement, the things that you need, food, shelter, gasoline, insurance, whatever, are constant, but that due to inflation, those expenses rise every year. Financial planner Ty Bernicke has shown that as retirees age, they actually lower their expenditures enough to more than offset the effects of inflation.
Hmm.
Now, this is not just over a couple of years when there hasn't been a lot of inflation. He checked back. Examining data from the U.S. Department of Labor's annual Consumer Expenditure Survey, Bernicke noticed that retirees spent significantly less than people who were still working, and that older retirees spent less than younger retirees. That we thought was the case, other than what they spend on health care.
Mm-hmm.
The drop in retiree spending was present in all basic categories, food, shelter, clothing, transportation, and entertainment, except health care, which was somewhat higher for older retirees.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, yeah. The first couple of years or so of your retirement, you probably have some big plans, you know, want to go visit the grandkids, want to travel, want to do whatever. Mm-hmm. And by the time, well, let's say that you make it to 90, you're probably not going to be traveling the world. Hopefully you will. Hopefully yeah. You're in good enough shape to do that. But for most people, you're probably not doing those big adventures right. As much.
What was compared is 1996 to 2016,
mm-hmm.
and by age, average annual expenses for retirees, and these are adjusted for inflation, retirees age 65 to 74 in 1996 spent about $42,226 annually, but in 2016, it was $50,873. So it went up, but it didn't. That's not an appreciable change. And then for retirees aged 75 plus, from $29,841 up to $38,691, I think that's about a $9,000 increase over what, a 20-year period.
Mm-hmm. So they're spending less as they get older. And that makes sense, too, as far as clothing and transportation and entertainment, or even shelter, because a lot of people by that time maybe sell the house that they were in and move into something smaller.
Right. And the reduction in spending does not seem to be the result of historical circumstances, such as having lived through the Great Depression. There's very few people now alive that lived through that.
Mm-hmm.
Since it is evident across generations, as referenced in the chart that I just quoted from, people aged 55 to 64, they were born between 1932 and 1941, spent a little more than $55,000 a year in 1996. 20 years later, they're only spending $38,691.
Mm-hmm.
So they've more than compensated for inflation. In a younger generation, those aged 45 to 54, born between 1942 and 1951, kind of the center of the boomer generation, they spent an average $65,111 per year. By the time they had retired in 2016, they were spending $50,873, which means that they had lowered their expenditures as well. Now, the answer may be found in the stages of aging that many of us witness in our family and friends. Early retirement, people go on long postponed experiences, cross-country trips to visit the grandkids, or faraway vacations. Some people dub those the go-go years.
I just see people in high white boots and short skirts if it's the go-go years. Maybe not. Maybe not.
But they're 70.
Right.
Next come the slow-go years, characterized by less ambitious, more local experiences that are often lower in cost, and later still the no-go years when activity tapers off further. And Nike sneakers that once served for climbing up and down a mountain may now be needed only for weekly exercise class. And So conventional wisdom about saving for retirement seems to implicitly recognize some version of this trend up until retirement. So investing overall might become more aggressive or more conservative depending on your time horizon. Younger savers are generally assumed to have a higher tolerance for risk because they have more time to recover from market downturns. That is all things that we still believe to be true.
Well, we hear all the time about, you know, things like your pension plans or your 401ks and Social Security, that especially with Social Security, that it doesn't make up for inflation. But we're kind of seeing from this article that maybe it doesn't make that much of a difference because we just instinctively start spending less as we get older. So maybe the inflation part of it isn't as big of a deal.
Right. And we have had a very long period right now of low inflation. You know, if you remember back to, you know, the years when, I'm not blaming it entirely on him, but when Jimmy Carter was president, you know, they had this misery index. It was a high unemployment and also high inflation at the same time, high interest rates. So anyhow, to more match income with patterns of spending during retirement, we have seen some new fixed annuity products that offer income riders, guaranteed lifetime income riders, that provide accelerated income, higher initial payouts in the first several years of retirement, and then lower or reduced payments in subsequent years, but still a guarantee of a certain amount of income all the way out. And that payout structure may help people who need greater income to fund their activities in the go-go stage. In addition, an accelerated income rider will provide retirees with a guaranteed stream of income for the rest of their lives, even after the annual income amount is reduced after the first 10 years. We have one of the companies that has the home office not too far away from us, and they have a product like that that we're looking at, and we have someone who's pretty confident that they're going to spend more in the early retirement years. We might recommend that. I thought about doing a twin annuity scenario where we would have them have a annuity with an income rider that pays more upfront and then reduces, and another bucket of money put in a deferred annuity where they maybe have no plan at all to ever turn on the income. If they don't, it goes to the heirs. But if they later decide, hey, we need more income, they can turn it on.
Well, that's it. That's kind of covers both bases,
right?
To where if you're not sure how much you're going to be spending later in life, you've got an extra, like you said, an extra bucket. You could turn on the spigot if you need it, but you don't have to use it if you don't want to.
And when we have clients, as we do a lot, have more than one annuity contract with us. Matter of fact, I'm going to say probably a simple majority of our clients do have more than one contract for various reasons. Sometimes it's just because they have money that's not IRA, and they also have IRAs and Roth IRAs. So right there, if you want to deal with fixed annuity contracts, you've got to have three different contracts.
Sure.
Because you don't mix those things together. And also some self-employed people have a fourth type of IRA called SEP IRA. So, and then if we have a married couple and they're both in those situations, why, we can be writing applications pretty much all day long.
I like that from the aspect of no two people that come in, or one person or whatever that come in, are the same. So what works for one may not work for somebody else. But like you said, you can mix and match and move them around to make it to where it works for anybody.
Right. And we do have a lot of different products available. And I think our record is that we had someone several years ago come in and change an address. And we had 19 contracts.
Oh, my goodness.
Between a man and a wife. And, you know, doing all change of address forms took a day.
That's a lot of,
anyway,
a lot of work for 19.
Yeah, and we don't charge any fees.
Sure.
We get paid up front when the annuity is issued. What we get paid does not come out of your money, so.
Well, if you would like to come in and talk to Don and the team, make that appointment, sit down, discuss what you see for your financial future when it comes to your retirement. The number is 913-648-2700, the website protectingyourretirement.com. Up next on Protecting Your Retirement, Don kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier in the program, and we talk about it several times throughout the different episodes of Protecting Your Retirement. Robo-advisors. Something interesting happened during the, I guess, financial mayhem of...
The Monday mayhem.
Monday mayhem. We'll just call it that. Monday mayhem with the stock market. Something interesting happened with the robo-advisors. We'll talk about it next on Protecting Your Retirement.
Song sung blue. Everybody knows one. Song sung blue. Song sung blue.
Welcome back to Protecting Your Retirement. I am Joy Peterson along with Don Wales. And we appreciate you spending part of your day with us. I'm sure there might even be people who haven't listened to our program before with all the craziness that happened on Monday, the Monday mayhem with the stock market. A lot of people are curious and concerned about what's going on with maybe their 401ks or their investment portfolio. We've heard over and over again that companies are pushing off lower investment people, the people who don't have as much money.
Lower net worth.
Yeah,
people.
To these robo-advisors.
Right. And basically, they have real people somewhere building algorithms and buckets of stocks or exchange-traded funds or even mutual funds maybe. And basically, a robot is managing it and making decisions on when to buy, sell, and rebalance and so forth. And usually the robo-advisors are a place where some people just really like technology and they're really maybe financial gearheads, you know, want to put their money with the robos because it's new and it's different and, you know, it's high tech. And then there are other people that end up with on the robo-advice platforms of very large companies that used to have personal contact with a financial advisor, stockbroker, a mutual fund manager, a salesperson, or whatever. And those firms are finding out that fee-based ways of getting paid serve them better, and that's what they want everyone to be on. And so they're pushing their lower net worth clients over to either the new kid on the block in the firm or a robo platform where they pick from a handful of strategies that may or may not perform as designed. And, you know, that's what you get. No personal contact. Well, the robos have been growing very rapidly in the amount of assets being managed, or I'm using managed even, you know, a little
lightly.
Bit with quote marks.
Right.
Okay. So anyhow, during the bull market, when everything was going really well, robos had very few problems, even though they're very new technology. Now, Friday and Monday, it changed. A handful of wealth management websites went dark after a turbulent 2 days of trading.
Oh, no.
A possible early warning sign that even relatively new digital platforms can get overwhelmed dealing with high visitor volumes during sell-offs.
Well, that anybody who knows the internet should think about that because, the next big thing that's on the internet, you hear, oh, we had so many people come into our website, it crashed.
Right.
That
and
happens
so,
every day.
Fidelity, TD Ameritrade, Betterment, and Wealthfront were all either temporarily inaccessible or performing slower than usual over the past 2 days due to visitor bottlenecks, according to representatives of the firms. The access delays have now been resolved and were not a result of malicious activity, they added. Here's one quote. We've seen unprecedented client activity over the last few days, a TD Ameritrade spokeswoman says. And another quote. We have redundant systems and capacity and resiliency of all systems is a top priority, end of quote. But redundancy wasn't quite thick enough. Fidelity experienced, quote, intermittent technical difficulties, unquote, they said in a statement after its website went offline Tuesday, while clients at TD Ameritrade experienced slowness, quote, according to the firm. Now, purely digital advice with no human interaction is sort of a bull market type solution, says Jeff Ligori, New York regional manager with People's United Wealth Management. What happens when there's real market dislocation? In other words, it always works well, it seems, during a bull market when everyone is buying and hardly anyone is selling. The technical issues came up after the market plunged 1,175 points on Monday, the largest one-day drop in history, leading to heavy visitor volume at Betterment and Wealthfront, according to the firms. Now, another quote, due to particularly high volume, clients experience login issues for approximately 30 minutes, says a spokeswoman for Betterment. Accounts were secure throughout portfolio management activities like rebalancing and tax loss harvesting continued, end of quote. Now, let's talk a little bit more about Betterment. Betterment is still criticized for its decision to temporarily suspend trading the morning after the Brexit vote in the United Kingdom without consulting users. That was a move that angered retail clients and advisors alike. Mm-hmm. They thought it was going to be a big sell-off, so they just simply suspended trading. Maybe they didn't have the capacity or they weren't confident they had the capacity.
Is that legal? I mean, can you just say, hey, we're not going to do it today?
I don't know. Somehow right after the 9/11 attacks, for a day or two, maybe it was 3 days, the New York Stock Exchange, and I believe the World Stock Exchange is in the other country, suspended trading.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who calls the shots on that. But this is round two for Betterment, says Will Trout, senior analyst from Celent. Financial services firms cannot afford the perception of shaky legs, especially when they built a retail footprint. Sizzle sells, but stability tells.
Interesting.
This is a quote from Will Trout. And so there's a lot of discussion about it, a lot of comments. Another one is it's a much bigger issue for younger firms that do not have the goodwill and trust of a known brand and institution with decades of history. It's a big issue in the minds of clients more than an operational crisis. It also could be those hiccups could be a sign that digital investment platforms are simply experiencing growing pains, Mr. Ligori says, may need to be tested more rigorously before they operate in another large market downturn. Trouble is, we don't know when that's going to be, so how do you test it?
Right.
Maybe there are ways to test it, just throw just millions of phony transactions at it all at once, see how it reacts. But any disruptive type of business, it's an evolution. Technology needs to be tested over time. And there's a quote by Jimmy Lee. He's a CEO of Wealth Consulting Group. His quote is, "It's funny that it's always the direct-to-consumer models," says Jimmy Lee, adding that human advisors have the advantage of hand-holding clients during volatility. You would think advisors are able to talk their clients off the edge, which we can. We don't have to because our clients are all fixed annuities. They don't have any market risk, but they still once in a while will call. Client frustration at being locked out of accounts was very visible on social media. One Twitter user, at walshfam.ire, said about Fidelity, "What a disgrace." About the Fidelity shutdown on Tuesday, "I called customer support. All they could say was too many people at once." And he felt it was time to find a trading platform that has the capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while the advisors were likely out in force, the human advisors, calming investors' nerves during the sell-off, some extolled a human touch over automated advice, certainly. One quote from Sean Walters, the CEO of Investments and Wealth Institute on Twitter, said, quote, "Guess who didn't call me today?" quipped Sean Walters, "My robo-advisor."
Mm-hmm.
We We don't like robo-advisors.
Well, there's got to – I mean, there can't be anything more frustrating than watching what's going on in the stock market, knowing that your money is there and knowing that you have nothing you can do about it because some robot is controlling it. They're not answering their phones. You can't get on their website. That's got to be extremely frustrating and scary.
We've been so built up the last several decades with our computers and higher speed and higher internet and higher, you know, everything that we can do. And we'd like to, we're getting used to instantaneous gratification on the things that we do with our computers. And so then some people actually trust their money to the robots, not knowing who programmed them or for what reason.
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know, I'll believe the quote from one of the TD Ameritrade spokeswoman says that to have redundant systems, capacity, and resiliency, where was it?
Well, that's the thing with computers. They are great when they work.
Right.
But when they don't work, it is a mess.
Well, and when we first had computers, the saying was garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
You don't program it exactly right. Or now my fear would be that companies, maybe not these four big ones, but maybe some smaller ones that are kind of hiding in the shadows would set up robos that make decisions on your money opposite of what they would do with their own money, and they'd be trading against you.
Mm-hmm.
And you would never know who wrote the program or who that program favors. And there's almost no way for the investigators to get in there and find out, is this particular platform serving itself rather than its client, whose money is...
Yeah, the robot's not looking out for their client. They're just running a program. So as long as the program says this is the best way to go, they don't care what happens to an individual's money.
Right. And they might care some because they're usually charging a fee based on the amount of money being, quote-unquote, managed. But you don't know. If they can make more on self-dealing than the fees collected and then offer a very low fee to attract people, it's a scary world until we have some really good regulation, and I'm an anti-government regulation guy.
Well, none of that happens at Protecting Your Retirement.
It does not.
Not even close. And we're going to talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to talk about what's different about Protecting Your Retirement and what Protecting Your Retirement can do for you. If you want to come in and talk to Don, or if you have a question about something that we've been talking about today, the number is 913-648-2700, the website protectingyourretirement.com.
I want to live, I want to give.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
Any good mail today?
Oh, yes. We got an invite for free dinner at that new restaurant.
Oh, what's the deal?
We got to watch some guy in a fancy suit with a big watch tell how their plan just perfectly fits our situation. Hey, talking about retirement planning, have you called that guy with the radio show, Don Wales? He'll sit down with us in private to see how his firm can help us meet our goals.
Not yet, but I'll get right on it. I have his number here. While I'm doing that, why don't you make reservations at that new restaurant? You know, just the two of us, a little wine, a good meal, and...
What?
How about you and I discuss our financial goals? We can skip the group therapy or the free dinner seminars, and we can dress up in our own best clothes.
You are so romantic.
Tired of free meal seminars that turn into endless pressure to accept one-size-fits-all solutions? Call Don Wales at Protecting Your Retirement. You can arrange a private visit where Don's team will be listening to you, helping establish your goals and help you navigate a successful retirement journey. 913-648-2700.
This is Protecting Your Retirement. I am Joy Peterson along with Don Wales, and we are here every Saturday to help you with your financial journey through retirement. And if you have any questions today, it all comes really fast because we have to fit this into 1 hour.
Right.
Sometimes it just seems like it just flies by so quickly that I can't believe we've actually been here for an hour. But anyway, the number to call is 913-648-2700, the website protectingyourretirement.com. We left off talking about robo-advisors and how we feel about them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no personal service. They don't care about you or what happens with your money. Yeah, exactly. They're robots. They don't have any feelings. They're not invested in this. They just run a program.
Right.
That is total opposite of what happens at Protecting Your Retirement.
Yes, it is. And people say, well, what can protecting your retirement do for you? We're a small financial services firm. We're in Prairie Village, Kansas. We've been in the same office building on Nault Avenue for like 22 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're definitely not flying by night or day. And so we're a small firm, although we have a lot of backup. We have the home offices of right now about 20 different large life insurance companies that we're appointed with to offer their products to you. We specialize in fixed annuities, solutions for long-term care, most of which are insured solutions, and life insurance. And so we don't do your homeowners or auto or health insurance, those type of things. And so basically we're an insurance agency. We have the home offices of the companies helping us train, stay up to date. We have several companies that keep our errors and omissions coverage in force that remind us almost daily to do our continuing education, both for the companies and for the states where we're licensed. And we have marketing organizations. The primary one is located in Leawood, Kansas, and they have about 150 people on the payroll, and they're people that are experts in the products that we might recommend. They're experts in how to market, how to maintain a website, how to do mailings and things that we would maybe do. And they are very gracious, and they let us use their radio studio. And if we ever had the nerve to go on television, they have a little TV studio here, and that's where we record the program. So we have a lot of backup for our tiny team in Prairie Village, and we are able to, over the years, produce a lot of what the companies call production, a lot of premium going into the fixed index annuities. And as our clients retire, a lot of that money is going back out to them. It's always, the money is always owned by the owner of the annuity contract or their family. They're going to use every bit of it either during their lifetime or their heirs are going to have it after they pass. So we're not recommending the types of things where you buy an annuity and it gives you X amount for as long as you live and then it stops. The ones we have now, the modern day fixed annuities, always have choices other than that, what we call single life choice. Makes it a lot different than some of the pensions that remain, where you might retire from a company and you can choose either to take a single or joint life income for as long as either you and your spouse live, but it's usually cut and pay when one of them dies, and you cannot name any beneficiary beyond yourself and your spouse. And I'm working with a single individual right now who has a choice to make whether to take a lump sum from the pension plan and manage it himself or have us help manage it, or take a income for life, but once he's gone, that stops because mm-hmm. there's no spouse. And so we have a total approach that you should control your money. You should make the decisions on what index to track if you're in an indexed annuity, when to turn on income if you're in a annuity with a lifetime income feature. All of them actually have that. Some of them have a guaranteed lifetime income feature that guarantees that the value used to calculate lifetime income will grow every year for a certain number of years at a guaranteed rate. Those we usually call our lifetime income riders, but some of those are actually features built in to the annuity contract, not really a separate rider. So we define or describe ourselves as having a very high level of personal service. We meet people face-to-face. Some of them approach us through our internet, our website, but before there's any business done, we're going to meet face-to-face. We're not doing mail-in applications, telephone sales. We're not the ones that offer free dinner seminars and hope that some of the people at AID also come in. So we have face-to-face appointments in our offices we like to have people come there because that's where we have all the material that we need to share with you. We do not charge any fees. If you buy life insurance, long-term care insurance, or an annuity or a hybrid of all three, we get paid from an insurance company. That money, regardless of what anyone says, does not reduce the value of your contract. And so we have no fees other than we get commissions. It doesn't come out of your money. We now, under a new rule that the Department of Labor has put out, disclose the amount of the commission that we get, even though it doesn't come out of your money. I think that's a little weird, but we have always, when asked, disclosed it anyhow. We welcome you to come in. If you want to bring your accountant or your attorney or your heirs with you, you know, go ahead. We've got a big enough table. And if not, we've got a little classroom hidden in the back of the office. And so, you know, we're totally transparent as you want to be. We can usually accommodate. The only thing is we have laws that we cannot discuss your account with anyone else without your written permission. And written permission is each time your wife or husband or heirs want to talk to us. It's not a blanket permission.
So what if you did have somebody that came in who had like a power of attorney over their parents or something, and their parent is now to the point where they're not able to make decisions, but the children have that power of attorney? How does that type of thing
work?
We
can recognize that. It was a durable power of attorney. We can recognize it. I don't believe we have ever set up a new contract for someone where there was a power of attorney present. Usually what happens is we set it up for someone and then later they lose capacity and have a power of attorney. Mm-hmm. And of course, when our clients pass away, we work with the family as close as they want us to for as long as they need us to. And we've got people that we see probably on a monthly or every other month basis trying to help them clear up everything.
The person who had all those 19 different annuities might have taken a while to get all that taken care
of. I always say I have no plans to ever retire.
Uh-huh.
I think if I see that person's obit in a paper, I'm quitting. But anyhow, the easiest thing to handle when a client passes is the distribution of a fixed annuity, because there are beneficiaries named. There's no probate. There's no argument. There might be an argument, but it's not at my desk.
Right.
I mean, you know, we just take care of it with the home office. But some of the things that we also want to mention is we do not pre-qualify you. If you call up to make an appointment, we don't ask you your age or whether you work or whether you're retired or how much money you have, how much assets you have. When you are safe, when you feel safe and you're confident in our ability and you want to share that information, then we'll get into numbers. And all the way up until that, we're probably talking concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And all of what we do is in the realm of safe money. Everything an insurance company does is guaranteed by that company. The companies are regulated by the states. They make sure that the company has adequate reserves to pay out what they guarantee. Above the state level, maybe not above it, but companion, independent rating organizations rate insurance companies on their ability to pay what they promise. Those are AM Best, Standard & Poor's, Moody's, Fitch, there's a couple others. All of the money that you bring to purchase a fixed annuity, life insurance, long-term care, none of that money, that check, ever gets made out to Protecting Your Retirement or to Don or anyone in our office. That all gets made out to insurance companies. So if you look at the check once it clears your bank on the back, it's deposited into an insurance company. You are then delivered a policy that shows the exact amount you paid for it and no commission subtraction. We cannot, acting for you, get your money sent anywhere without your signature. So if you say, hey, I need to pull 10 grand out of my annuity, I'm replacing a car or something like that, we have you sign a form. We can email or fax those forms to the company. They compare your signature with what was on your original application. They have that computerized. And then most cases, 2 to 3 business days, they have a check in the mail or direct deposit for you. So we cannot get a hold of your money for any purposes. Every time I read about a broker or a financial advisor ripping someone off, they were able to get a hold of somebody's money without that person's knowledge and use it in various ways that were not to that person's good. We have no opportunity to steal. So it kind of keeps us honest, but that's how we started out, and we like it that way. So personal service, no fees. Everything is guaranteed to be free from market risk. And, you know, if we have a computer glitch, we know how to do everything by hand.
Well, that's good. No going dark, right?
No, unless going dark.
Unless, I guess, the power goes out or something. But anyway, that's going to wrap up our show for today. We're all out of time. So if there's something that you would like to talk to Don about, you want to make an appointment with him and the team at Protecting Your Retirement, the number is 913-648-2700. The website, protectingyourretirement.com. We will see you next week. Have a fantastic one from Protecting Your Retirement.
The preceding program was sponsored by Protecting Your Retirement.